thought about letting you get away without singing something, without printed music today, and I decided against it. So if you can set down your books, we'll pass the peace to one another this morning in song, using three words for peace. First is shalom.
Shalom.
The second is, in the Aymara language from South America, sawidi.
Sawidi.
And finally in Spanish, la paz.
La paz.
Shalom, sawidi, la paz.
Shalom, sawidi, la paz.
Sounds like this. Shalom, sawidi, la paz. Shalom, sawidi, la paz. And the second part is, shalom, sawidi, la paz. Shalom, sawidi, la paz. Let's sing the whole thing. Shalom, sawidi, la paz. Shalom, sawidi, la paz. As we sing this to one another, we'll use a gesture that's common in many parts of the world. For passing peace, you put your hands together like this, and you give a slight bow to the person in front of you, honoring them in the presence of God within them. So let's stand.
We'll have this side of the room again, and this side of the room follow.
Shalom.
Sing it however you wish on the doxological verse.
Thank you. While we still are standing, we invite you once again to follow Luther's rubric and remind ourselves of the fact that we are the children of God, the baptized children of God, making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. Today is Yom Kippur, a week after Jewish people begin the new year. They have the Day of Atonement to clear the decks, to remind themselves that as they begin a year, it's time to clean up our lives before God. That's not a bad way to begin a day. I'm going to be so bold as to suggest that when Luther urges us in making confession to examine our lives, our station in life, whether we are father, mother, son, daughter, slave, master, whatever our role is, I'm going to suggest that since we have been talking about the rich man and Lazarus, that we this day examine our role as to where we fall. Are we the rich? Are we the Lazarus? Do we suffer? When and how does that happen? When have we inflicted it on others? What is our part in our society? I'm going to ask you to do that in silence. Sisters and brothers in Christ, let me remind you of what we all know, what you have known for a long time, that by the grace and mercy of God given in Jesus Christ, you are the children of God, you are the people who are God's forgiven people. Be assured of that forgiveness and live by that grace. Amen. Today, we include in our prayers at the beginning of this day prayers for a number of people and a number of concerns here around us and in our world. We also will invite a brief moment when you can add your own petitions. To the prompt, God of Mercy, used in the Holden Vespers, we wish you to use the response, hold us in love. Let us pray. Gracious God, for the gift of life, for the gift of this day, for the gift of this place in the mountains, a community where we can retreat, where we can spend some time with each other and with you, we give thanks. God of mercy,
hold us in love.
For our congregations who are not here, who continue their daily lives with whatever their struggles may be individually and collectively, grant them your guidance, your Spirit's direction, their strength for the day. God of mercy,
hold us in love.
For all who perished in the disaster in New York and for their families that grieve, for the firefighters, for the workers who continue to work through the rubble, that they too might know your strength, your guidance, your peace in the midst of that awful, awesome work. God of grace,
hold us in love.
For peace in our world, that the leaders both of our nation and of other nations may learn to take the instruments of war and turn them into weapons to fight against all that is evil weapons to create good in our world. God of mercy,
hold us in love.
For all who are hungry, for the Lazaruses everywhere, that they too might know your support, your strength, that they might be fed, and that we might be instruments to help in that feeding. God of mercy,
hold us in love.
For what else do the people of God pray?
Thank you for this place and for the fellowship we have enjoyed for 3 days. Bless and guide each one of us on our homeward journey. In Jesus' name.
God of mercy,
hold us in love.
God of mercy,
hold us in love.
For Kathy, Louise, and Marshall, and all who need your healing touch, O Lord.
God of mercy,
hold us in love.
God of mercy,
hold us in love.
These and all other prayers, O God, we offer to you in the name of your Son, trusting in his mercy. Amen. Amen.
The rich man said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may warn them, so that they all not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." The rich man said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Oh, the irony of it all.
Even if someone were to rise from the dead.
Maybe this side of the resurrection, this side of the chasm, this side of Jesus, we are the 5 brothers.
And sisters.
And sons.
And daughters.
Perhaps Father Abraham was right. If the clear covenant word of Moses and the prophets isn't sign enough, will a resurrection really be more effective?
Maybe not. But there is another sign. The one Jesus himself talked about when the disciples of John the Baptizer came to him. Remember this? And they asked, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another?" Do you remember what Jesus answered?
"Go tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk.
The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear.
The dead are raised.
And the poor have good news brought to them. So Lazarus is comforted by Abraham.
Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to her, says our God.
Lazarus had good news brought to him on a silver platter at a banquet to begin and end all banquets, leaning on the bosom of Abraham.
Good news for Lazarus, to be sure.
And good news, great news for us.
And how so?
Well, I'm thinking of another time and another Lazarus. Come forth, O Lazarus, come forth. And now it is our names that are called. Come forth, O people of God, come forth.
Or as Paul writes in our second lesson for this coming Sunday, take hold of life to which you were called.
This is the new creation,
of which we are the first fruits.
This is God's world,
in which we are beloved children.
This is God's future,
in which we are God's agents and co-creators.
God has made a new beginning from the ashes of our past.
In the losing
and the winning,
we hold fast.
In a song that has no ending,
in a world that has no ending,
it is we who are called.
It is we who are chosen.
It is we who are blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We sing Canticle of the Turning. You cannot sing this song standing down. It's the first song in the small blue book, Bread for the Journey.
Yeah.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.